Welcome on in, folks, to ESPN West Palm today. It is now time to welcome a friend of show, someone who we've had on the show before, Dr. Vanni Sabason. She's over at the Delray Medical Center through the Palm Beach Health Network, Orthopedic Center of Palm Beach County. She's going to talk about some cutting-edge technology that's going on right now with her specific profession with shoulders and elbows and stuff like that. But first off, she told me something very interesting. Now, we haven't talked in about a year, but she mentioned to me that she is now the president of the Florida Orthopedic Society. It's the first female in 74 years. Yeah. 74 years, yeah. Dr. Sabason. First off, congratulations. Thank you. And how did you run into such a great position like this?
Well, you know, I mean, I think showing up every day, working hard, and just proving that you are quality is always the most important thing for anyone in any profession. But I think standing out, just being the first female in a group of all guys in the room is just a pretty outstanding thing. And I've been part of this incredible society. There's 700 members in the society and all around the state. And just to be the first one to lead. And I kind of had hats made that said the first of many to come. And so that's the motto of this year. Change is happening and we just embrace being better all around.
Now, how were you able to separate yourself maybe from other candidates? Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if you're the only woman up for the candidate, but I'm sure there are a lot of qualified people as well as yourself.
Absolutely.
In your eyes, how do you think you were able to separate yourself?
I think that you have to hold yourself to a standard of excellence, right? In anything you do, like we talk about 10,000 hours for incredible athletes. We talk about 10,000 hours for incredible surgeons, right? You got to show up. You got to perform at the best, better than anyone else. I've run 28 marathons. Mm. I've done an Ironman. I can hang with anyone. I used to tell my co-residents, you do an Ironman and then you can give me crap. And so I think that sort of stands true. I've done research. I speak publicly. I've done innovation. I teach residents. I teach medical students. I've started residencies. So I think it's a lot of performance-based merit, right? You got to prove that you deserve it.
Yep. And once again, Dr. Vanni Sabason is our guest from the Delray Medical Center, Palm Beach Health Network, the Orthopedic Center of Palm Beach County. She's also the Associate Professor for Shoulder and Elbow Specialist and now the President of Florida Orthopedic Society, the first female in 74 years. Now, I'm assuming you do speaking. I'm assuming you talk to young women out there who are trying to maybe get on your level. What are some of the things and questions that you get from young ladies that are trying to aim to what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think one initial question used to be like, how do you do it all? And, you know, like, everyone talks about this in the generational difference of work-life balance. And the reality is, isn't there, it's a work-life management, right? And so women always want to know, how do you get where you get? How do you get there? What's the path? And then also just sort of, what is it at the top? How do you get, and when you're there, how can you manage it? And is it still worth the journey? Mm-hmm. I think the coolest thing is I'm going to put a plug out. I created something called Your Med Mom. So check us out online, yourmedmom.com. And a bunch of women mentees put this website together just to provide better advice like your mom would give, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we cut the BS and we want the straight answers. And this is really the tough love, the answer to make you better, the answer to make you stronger and find out the best characteristics.
Now, Dr. Sabason, what were maybe some of the challenges you faced being a woman that maybe a guy didn't have to do? Is there something that maybe you had to go above and beyond with?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. So I was in residency at Duke University and there was an attending. I'm a 5'4" Indian woman. And my nickname by this attending was Paris Hilton. So he called me PH. And you can imagine that probably doesn't build you a lot of credibility in the operating room when your nickname's PH. So, I mean, there's obstacles, there's perceptions of that. You know, I'm smaller in size. They said you could never be a joint replacement. And I'll tell you a little quick story. I was in the emergency room at the VA hospital, right? And there was a gentleman, an older man with a hip dislocated. And the ER and the staff all had bets that I couldn't do it. Mm. And guess what I did? I got up there and I won myself $250 and relocated that hip. So, you know, I always tell people it's not size that matters. It's technique and skill. Mm. You just got to be better.
It's a clutch gene. You got the clutch gene. Joining us again is Dr. Vanni Sabason from the Delray Medical Center, Palm Beach Health Network, the Orthopedic Center of Palm Beach County. Doc, also now the president of the Florida Orthopedic Society, the first female in 74 years. Now, Doc, what is the society? What are you now president of?
Yeah, well, we're the voice of orthopedic surgeons around the state, right? From Tallahassee down to Miami. We represent, we voice the important issues. you know, kids' schools, right? Coverage for teams, things that matter to us about musculoskeletal health, making sure you get your healthcare taken care of, workman's comp injuries. We are here to be the voice for surgeons around the state. We go to Tallahassee, we advocate. We collectively come together, we educate. So that's what the society really does, and we represent the whole society of surgeons.
Now, when it comes to the Delray Medical Center, I know we talked before about maybe some cutting-edge technology that obviously shoulder and elbow specialists. Can you shed some light on maybe some of the new stuff that you guys got over there that you're doing that maybe some other no-name police hospitals aren't doing?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I think it's really interesting in the age, you know, people talk about robotics and computer navigation and, you know, and minimally invasive techniques. So what we're doing at Delray and the hospitals that are really cutting edge, you know, would you rather have your car driven by GPS or would you rather just try to pull out a map and get there? So we're using GPS and navigation and things like that to help guide how good your surgery is. Mm-hmm. So we practice that and preach that. But we're doing muscle sparing techniques for the younger patients that want to get back to pickleball, to tennis. Imagine if you don't cut through your muscles and you spare those muscles to do these joint replacements, your recovery is so much faster. You don't have the downtime. You can get back to work right away. And these are the first surgeries ever done around the country being done in our hospital right here in our backyard.
And truly, Dr. Sebastian, the procedures now, it's always such, like, my father had a heart attack about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
They didn't have to open him up. They went through his groin.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm assuming there are similar things with the shoulder and elbows that you guys are doing that come post-op. Like you said, you're going to be able to get back to the court and you're going to be able to get back to your everyday life sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. We're doing stemless implants, implants that don't even have stems. So you can just put this really small incision and get a whole joint fixed, all your pain gone in a much less invasive way.
Now, when it comes to the technology, how much do you think, so like let's say where we're at right now, how much do you think in maybe even 5 or 10 years we're going to be down the line when it comes to, you know, stuff like this?
Yeah, we're on the cusp of it all, right? We're doing so well. 10 years ago, people would spend 3 days in the hospital getting a joint replacement in miserable pain. People go home the same day. So, I mean, I think the trajectory for innovation is amazing. I think we're on the beginning of this innovation curve. I think people are going to have minimally invasive, go home, getting back to work, less downtime. Older patients are going to be more active, and we're going to help them do that. I mean, I think it's just an incredible time. Big AI technology with robots, technology with innovation in the operating room is going to help us.
Dr. Vanni Sebastian from the Delray Medical Center and the Palm Beach Health Network is our guest specialist in shoulder and elbow procedures. Now, you mentioned people wanting getting back to the pickleball court. What are some of the, I guess, injuries that you see the most come across at the Delray Medical Center when it comes to specifically shoulders, elbows, and things of the such?
Well, you know, I think obviously rotator cuff tears, we all hear about them. People know someone, 1 out of 2, 3 people already has one or has experienced that. So rotator cuffs still are at the top of our list, right? People also have like overuse injuries now. We have younger athletes, no downtime, you know, 12 months a year are practicing. So a lot of those overuse injuries, tendonitis, bursitis, and then you have the broken bones, right? The falls. As we get older and you see a 80-year-old playing pickleball pretty competitively, you can see a lot of broken bones. And so I think those are the most common things. We just published on pickleball injuries, and surprisingly enough, there are a lot more upper extremity injuries than even sometimes lower extremity injuries. Mm-hmm. And we just don't realize it.
Now, with the age range, is it every walk of life, every path of life with the age?
Absolutely. That's what's so cool about South Florida, right?
Yeah.
You and I are sitting here, but a lot of the people I treat, I mean, I have a dozen over 90-year-olds that we've operated on, and they're back at it. I had a 92-year-old come to the office today. He still exercises 6 days a week.
God bless him.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless him. I hope to be exercising 6 days
a
week at 90 years old. Okay.
Yep. The now, 90 is the new, like, 70, I would say.
I would agree. Now, joining us once again, friend of show, Dr. Vanni Sebastian from the Delray Medical Center, Palm Beach Health Network, and the Orthopedic Center of Palm Beach County, a specialist in shoulder, elbow, and also now the president of the Florida Orthopedic Society. Now, Doc, you mentioned you did an Ironman.
Yeah.
Right? So my partner, Colin Russo from Russo & Rizzo, he did one as well.
Yeah.
the training for that is out of this world.
It really is.
I mean, the food prep, like, it's funny because right now I am training for a 10K, and that's like a big deal for me. You know, I've always consistently have ran 5Ks, but I'm trying to take it up a notch. I'm trying to run more. But, like, my meal prep compared to what I saw when he was doing with the Ironman, I mean, that is just a different beast.
Yeah.
Land, bike, running, and the running... It's funny because Colin said he's a great runner and he wasn't worried about the running. But then he realized he did a half before the full and he goes, Mike, getting off that bike
and then having to run. Oh, your legs are jello.
Oh, my gosh. So walk me through, first off, what made you want to do that? And second off, kind of what your training looked like to accomplish something like
that. Yeah, you know, I love taking that extreme, right? Pushing our bodies. I love exercising. Mm-hmm. I could do it 6 days a week. I still do it at 49 years old. And an Ironman's like a part-time job, I used to say. It really is.
Maybe a full-time job, Doc. Yeah,
that's fair. Because, you know, they do two sports a day. You do, they call them double workouts, right? And you'll do a three-hour ride and then go out and run them an hour. So, I mean, it really is a conditioning. I think the craziest part is you get off a bike for 112 miles, and I literally couldn't even stand. I fell to the ground, and your legs are like jello. And I'd run already 25 marathons.
Yep.
And still your legs are jello. And I think it's really just a mental game. I used to tell myself, get to the next mile. And I would convince myself, you can get to the next mile, then we'll just start there. Mile by mile, inch by inch. It's like getting to that finish line.
Now, Dr. Sabasi, you are a hell of a competitor. I mean, I want you on my team with whatever the hell we're doing, if we're ever in a group setting. But the reason I'm going there, your team, Duke.
Yeah.
Now, listen, my brother, I call him a Fairweather Duke fan. Fairweather Duke fan our entire life. I mean, God, I was 10 years old. My brother was rooting for Chris Duhon and Sheldon Williams. I'm the Buckeye of the family. My brother is the odd stepchild that doesn't like Ohio State. We don't talk about him. But no, my brother, he grew up liking Duke. You know, we would watch every game.
Yeah.
I still can't get over what has happened the last two NCAA tournaments.
I agree.
The Cooper flag 2 years ago. Last year with the Boozer brothers and all, to blow those leads. And at the same spot, the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
It's like they have the most talented team. Yeah. They're right there. You're such a competitor. I'm sure that's not sitting well with you for what has happened.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was a heartbreak when I was in college. We were number one the whole year, and we lost at Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So it's happened. I mean, I think that, you know, the thing is the competition is so incredible now, right? These elite athletes now with the NIL, now with the level of competitiveness of college and collegiate sports is at a new level. So, I mean, Duke recruits great, but I think that's what's so incredibly wonderful about, about March Madness is it's one game and you're out, right? There's no competition of seven. We don't have an NBA, like, best of all. It's really just you have
it's one
to
game.
One game, and it's a mental togetherness.
And you get pants, that's it.
That's
you know, you're going home, and then that's why I feel like March Madness is the best. We watch for the upsets, we watch for the buzzer beaters.
Absolutely.
And you can't complain. All right? Yeah. You had Coach K, all those championships.
All those years.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad.
And I used to hear him talk, and I'll tell you, talk about an inspiring person.
Yeah.
You know, till this day, I mean, you talk about competitors, that's the fiercest competitor I've ever met.
And it represents, I think, that university better than I think anybody
Absolutely.
Can. Yeah, you'd give him a close run for the money, though. Now, Dr. Vanny Sabasin, once again, our guest, appreciate all the time. Folks, you go to palmbeachhealthnetwork.com, find out more information. Doc, obviously, specializing in shoulder and elbow stuff. She told us about some of that cutting-edge technology, the post-op. I mean, folks, if you need anything done with the shoulder and the elbow, Dr. Vanny Sabasin, she is your doctor. She'll get you right, and she'll make sure you know that you're using the most recent cutting-edge technology I think that there is out there. Now, Doc, it's always fun talking to you. The next time around, you're going to tell me you're running for president, all right? I mean, seriously, with all the accomplishments and stuff, we appreciate you joining us as always, and thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor.
Once again, Dr. Vanny Sabasin, we're taking a timeout. We're coming right back on ESPN West Palm today.